This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. The arts have always been a big, vibrant part of Wisconsin's cultural history, with many talented performers getting their starts right here in Wisconsin before sharing their gifts on stages near and far. And this morning, we turn our spotlight to one such artist, Eau Claire native Stella Burt, who has built an impressive career in regional theater and is currently appearing as the engineer Hertha Ayrton in The Half-Life of Marie Curie at the Commonweal Theater in Lanesboro, Minnesota. Stella's journey from Wisconsin to professional acting offers insights into both the challenges and rewards of pursuing a life in the arts. And Stella joins me now. Stella, welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks so much, Ezra. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm excited to talk to you about this because the Commonweal is just a stone's throw from where I'm based in La Crosse. And so I've been there many times, including to see this play that you are in. But let's start way before that. You grew up in Eau Claire. Take me back to your early memories of being drawn to the theater or performance arts. What first interested you in that environment?
I am very fortunate to have parents who are very supportive of the arts. And when I was very young, I began singing in church choirs when I was just a little preschooler. Actually, my big claim to fame, I believe, is the beginning of my acting career was when I was 6 months old, because I was a June baby. And so in December, when I was 6 months old, I played baby Jesus at Grace Lutheran Church in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So
and
that's
really
my beginning.
And you got the theater bug all back then.
I know, pretty young, right?
How in the world could you go up from there?
You really can't. But, you know, at some point I began speaking, and then they were, you know, I suppose it was like, oh, well, now we have to give our actual words to say.
So
I did actually in church, you know, did a lot of singing with choirs when I was little. And then I started taking piano lessons very early on. And I really credit, like I say, really credit my parents, who are still in Eau Claire, for giving me that opportunity to start taking piano lessons, you know, singing. And then in fifth grade, I started with violin. And that was, again, with the Eau Claire School District. That's who it was all through. Mr. William Eisenbarth was one of my main teachers. I believe he's still in the Eau Claire area.
So tell me about, aside from the nativity play as a six-month-old, tell me about your first experience acting on the stage. Do you remember like what role you had? Did you have very many lines at all?
I do remember it. It's actually pretty crystal clear for me, because the Eau Claire Children's Theater is a really, really great theater, and they are still going strong, and they were doing a production of West Side Story, and I believe I was an eighth grader, or maybe I was going in, I think I might have been going in a ninth grade, because it was a summer show, and I auditioned, and I even had a name. This was a pretty big deal, Teresita. So it was very exciting to not just be a cast member, but to have a name in a production. You know, it wasn't just chorus.
How did you get to a point where you thought, okay, I'm going to give this a go professionally?
So I did actually continue to do quite a few shows during high school with Eau Claire Children's Theater, as well as the Chippewa Valley Theater Guild in Eau Claire. And between that, and then I also took voice lessons from one of the professors of the University of Eau Claire. Then I went to college at Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, which is just a couple hours away from Eau Claire. And I went for both theater and music. And while I was there, one of my professors was Hal Kropp, who is the artistic director of the Commonweal Theater, where I've been working for 25 years. And he introduced me through one of his classes to a lot of plays I'd never heard of course, and theater history. And that just got me really excited about theater.
For a lot of actors, the goal is New York. The goal is Los Angeles. The goal is London. What makes regional theater an attractive option for you?
For me personally, I did start out thinking I might do New York or LA or something. Nothing wrong with doing any of those things, but I came to realize that I really wanted to not quote just be an actor. I wanted to have a family. I wanted to live somewhere where I felt comfortable talking to people around town. And Lanesboro drew me in. I mean, I feel like we've got a pretty perfect, beautiful life here, living in Bluff Country with a professional theater company that sees close to 20,000 people a year, in a town of only 725 people. And so I know a lot of people in town, and I love that. I love the connections with the local people. I love that we have people who come consistently from around the area to see shows, and I get to talk with them after shows and interact with them, which feels very different from if you were, you know, trying to make it on Broadway, or if you do make it on Broadway, it's just a different experience. It's a much more, I think, community-based approach.
The play that you're acting in this season is called The Half-Life of Marie Curie. That's a character that a lot of people will have heard of, and that character is 50% of the cast of The Half-Life of Marie Curie.
Yep.
But Hertha Ayrton is someone who, until I read about this show, I had not heard of. Tell me about that play and about your character in the play.
I had also not heard of Hertha Ayrton before we decided to do the script. Of course, Marie Curie is famous as a female scientist who discovered radium and polonium, won a couple of Nobel Prizes. Hertha Ayrton was in the same scientific circle as Marie Curie, and they became friends. And Hertha Ayrton, similarly to Marie Curie, made many discoveries that are still part of our lives today, that are impacting how we are in the world. One of the big things she's most well known for is solving the noise problem of the electric arc, which is one of the early forms of lighting. When lights were first, you know, put on streets and things like that, they would be very loud. And she was an engineer, and she experimented and found a way to make that loudness go away and still have the light be very luminous. She was also a suffragette in England. She was a big part of the suffragette movement, working on getting the right to vote for women in England. So that's a big part of who she is as well.
So these two groundbreaking characters in this show, The Half-Life of Marie Curie, and I don't want to give too much of it away, so we'll just say that it runs now through, is it into July?
It is into July, the first week of July. We are a repertory company, so in a couple of weeks we'll be opening another show, The Angel Next Door, and that will run in rep. It will take turns with The Half-Life of Marie Curie. So if you come to Lanesboro for a weekend, you could see both shows if you're here for the weekend.
That sounds good. And so how can people find information about the theater?
Well, of course, there's our website, commonwealththeater.org. If you just go to our website, all that information is on there as well, including ticket prices, including the schedule. And again, that's commonwealththeater.org.
Stella Burt from the Commonweal Theater, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Ezra. I really appreciate it.
I'm Ezra Wall from La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.